You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Another cycling stage race begins Thursday at Folsom Lake, of course, just days after the Tour of California leaves the area. It's the NorCal AIDS Cycle Ride. It's a four-day, 330-mile ride with the goal of raising $500,000 for HIV/AIDS programs in Northern California. One of the teams includes a father riding with his daughter because his wife has AIDS. His name is John Adler. He's in our studio with his wife, Vicky. Hi, John. Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
Hi.
Good to have you here. And their daughter, Tori Gilbert, has stepped out of class right now at school, and she's joining us by phone. Hi, Tori.
Hi.
Glad to have you with us. You can say hi to Mom and Dad.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
So, Vicky, let's start with your history with this disease, which goes back to when you were a teenager living in Los Angeles. And will you share a little more of that time?
Well, as a teenager in Los Angeles, I was basically a homeless drug addict on the street. And when I got sober at 16, was in 1984, and about a year into my sobriety is when we found out that I was HIV positive. So it was like in the late 1984 era when it first was diagnosed and they knew how to screen for it. And
right away, I know people are doing the math thinking, that was
how
30 years
yeah.
ago. Yeah, that was 30 years ago. And it did go from HIV positive eventually to full-blown AIDS, but you weren't diagnosed at first, right?
Yeah, well, I had an AIDS diagnosis back in the 1980s when before they changed the diagnosis status because my T cell count was lower. But you know, since then they've learned a lot about this disease and have changed the actual diagnosis for having AIDS. So I don't fit in that anymore.
And AZT was that first high profile medication. Is that what you took?
Yeah, I was on AZT for a while, but I didn't tolerate it well. It made me very, very sick. So thank goodness since then they've had other medications that have come out that I tolerate much better. And
there's always talk about the cocktail, the right cocktail of medications that works for people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had your twins, and I'm fast forwarding in the story to bring John into the conversation. And then comes John into the picture, but that's an unusual story too. John, why don't you tell that part?
I actually was going through personal ads online, and there was an ad that read, HIV positive, Hep C positive, single mother of twins, are you man enough? That's a challenge to me. I tend not to ever, turn the other cheek when it comes to a challenge, so I had to accept it. Turned out I ended up knowing the girl's father was one of the first people I had actually met when I moved to Sacramento. So we knew a lot of the same people. We started hanging out. But literally everything that I saw in her was everything I wanted for myself. You know, she had this lust for life. She, at a point where I think a lot of people might turn the other way, she just, trudged right through it, so...
Vicky, how many men answered that ad?
A lot.
Really?
Kind of weird.
Seriously?
And it was kind of a joke ad that my friend kind of challenged me to put on there. So yeah. I wasn't even seriously really looking for
it. Was anybody as serious about it as John was?
There were some very serious people. So I was very shocked at how many people answered it also.
Well, I'm going to bring Tori into this conversation because, Tori, I'd like to hear from you the role that John has played in your family's life, your dad has played.
He's been my dad. He was there for the theater and middle school. He was there at all the parent teachers' meetings. He was a dad. Scraped knees, hugs, dinner time. He's a dad.
Hmm.
He's a dad and a husband and a best friend sometimes.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
And Tori, what about this disease in your family? Is it a centerpiece of life or is it on the sidelines? Can you give me some perspective on that?
In my opinion, although it's a big piece of our lives, especially with NCAC and Sunburst, it's not the driving force. It's just something that we all understand. It's there. We know it. It's, it's added to our lives in a way, kind of, for the MCAC and the Camp Sunburst and all of the love it's added through those communities. It's not, at least in my opinion, it hasn't really been a centerpiece. It's a large part, but the centerpiece has always been that we're together.
Hmm. Can I tell you that your mom has tears in her eyes, Tori?
She's fibbing.
I don't think so. Vicki, tell me about your disease diagnosis at this point. And you gave birth to twins, Tori and her sister, and they are completely HIV negative.
Yes.
John is HIV negative. Yes. But what about you?
I'm still HIV positive.
And what about the full-blown AIDS? Is that fully arrested by the medications?
Yeah, it's been, you know, very put on the side burner. I mean, I think, well, you know, 19 years ago when we first met with my pregnancy being HIV positive, because it was very questionable then, and the treatment for it was AZT to stop the transmission in the birthing process. But, and I told you back then, something happened when I got pregnant that my T-cell count literally went from under 200 up to 900. So, and it's kind of stayed there since then. So,
I want to fill everybody in. The reason you're saying you and I met is because long ago I did a medical magazine show in town called Pulse.
Yeah.
And your story at that point in time was about the childbirth, the natural childbirth of these twins, even though you were an HIV positive mom. John wasn't in the picture then.
No, he wasn't. He came when they were about 5. We got married when they were 6. So,
yeah. So, John, what about your view of this disease and what you've had to do in life to keep yourself safe and protected?
I've had the pleasure of meeting some remarkable people who had been given a diagnosis and for some reason did not allow it to consume their lives. I work in the, you know, with a positive population, and the one thing that I know is that I've seen so many people get a positive diagnosis, and that consumes their entire life. You know, they become HIV. And then I see I was lucky enough to meet others like Vicki and a few others that, okay, this is what I got. Now let's move on. You know, it's not the defining factor of what they are or who they are. It's just something that they have. And that always intrigued me, is how do I, you know, help people get from point A, where they're consumed by this diagnosis, to point B, where, okay, this is what I have, let's move on with life. You know, and that's what Vicki had taught me early on, and that's what I dedicate my life to today. As far as, I mean, HIV is a 100% preventable illness, you know. It can be stopped, you know, with testing, with education. And unfortunately, the funds are just not there, you know, hence NCAC, NorCal Aid Cycle, and the money that's raised. The importance of the money is literally the difference between testing the public and not testing the public, keeping agencies' doors open and having them shut.
Keeping the education
out there. Keeping the education.
Talking about HIV, because I think it's kind of one of those things that is being put on a back burner and not really talked about. And you know, unfortunately, one of the highest rate of new infections is in young people between, you know, the 18 and 25 years. And to me, I'm outraged at that in this day, that it's been around for so long. And being somebody who was diagnosed very young, that not talking about it is creating this society where young people are the highest rate of new infections.
That's Vicki Adler. She was diagnosed with HIV when she was 16 years old, and that was in 1984. Her husband, John Adler, is in the studio with us. And let's join your daughter again on the phone, Tori Gilbert. And Tori, speak more about that, about attitudes in your peers. And are you 18, 19 now?
I'm 18. I turned 19 on May 25th, actually.
Oh, well, early happy birthday to you. Will you tell me what the friends around you think of the disease within your family and the disease in general?
Honestly, a couple years ago, lots of my friends didn't know. But coming into senior year, a lot of my classmates do know because a lot of my projects have been about this. And a lot of them are super accepting. A lot of them have a lot of questions. Mostly I've noticed that they don't... I've noticed with adults, generally between the ages of probably late 20s, early 30s, there's this... They kind of draw back. They don't know how to react to it. But with kids, with people my age, it's very accepting. Okay, this is just a part of your life. And it's not that same afraid sense I get.
So you're taking it one step further in doing this ride with your dad. Tell me about the ride.
It's long. It's 4 days. 4 days, 330 miles. It's kind of changed my life, I'd say.
How so?
I have this whole new resource of more adult people. I had Camp Sunburst when I was a kid, which is this community full of loving people, full of support and education. And then it's been a perfect transfer from being a camper at Sunburst into being a rider at NCAC because the communities are so similar. And it's just, it's such a blessing because they're so supportive and loving, and we all have that one thing in common that just draws us together to make such a strong community.
She sounds so educated about it. And in fact, John, I think the number is about 4,000 people living with HIV/AIDS in, what, an 8-county area?
Yeah, approximately that, you know, and but you also have to account for the 20%, 25% that don't even know they're infected. You know, and that's the ones we really need to target as far as the testing, as far as the education. That number has to go down or else our numbers are just going to continue to climb.
Let's mention an important voice in this whole formula, which goes back to the days that I was first covering this disease, too, in the 80s, and that is Dr. Neil Flynn. And I think Dr. Flynn is looking at retirement out there on the horizon, but his voice and message continued to be a cornerstone to the AIDS work that's done in the area, right?
Absolutely. I have the utmost respect for the man who, you know, and anytime I hear a fact come out of his mouth or a theory about the disease, I always sit there and go, huh, I don't think so. And then, you know, 5 years down the road, CDC comes out and says it. And it's like, you know, he definitely is on the cutting edge, you know, and he's a wonderful man. And he has done more for this community, along with a lot of other great doctors and nurse practitioners and therapists. Sacramento really does have awesome HIV services.
Which is actually a message for people to reach out right there.
And that's what the NCAC ride is about, is, you know, keeping that funding going and supporting, you know, our community and the HIV population, keeping the money there for testing, for education, for services.
Well, Vicki, there's still no cure. So what does the future look like for you and your family?
Well, I get to do all those things I never thought I was going to do. You know, my kids are getting ready to graduate from high school and go off to college, which I still can't talk about.
They're the teary eyes again.
Yeah, they can't do that. They can't leave. But, you know, the future is bright. There's a lot of hope, you know, but my biggest hope, and like Tori said, you know, a couple of years ago, a lot of their friends didn't know because until they were older, I kind of kept it not a secret, but it just wasn't the centerpiece of what we did. Everybody didn't have to know. I didn't want that to consume their world. And, you know, as they've gotten older, I'm a lot more open because I always knew that as they were older, I would get back into the service part of this disease and educating people and talking about it. And I think it's important. We can't stop talking about it.
Well, one day after, happy Mother's Day to you, Vicki.
Thank you.
And Tori, thank you so much for opening the window a little bit more into the life you have. And good luck on that big, long ride.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. And John, you have to be the leader on this ride, and it sounds like you're the leader in life. So more power to you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. We have more information about the NorCal AIDS cycle on our website and more resource information if you're interested in HIV/AIDS. That's at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio.